A 14-unit townhouse project in the Shelburne Valley area that's been about 3 years in the making passed a major hurdle as Saanich Council approved its rezoning application. Council voted unanimously to move forward the project by Formwell Homes, which means a 1963 single-family home at 3834 Ophir Street will be replaced by three-story townhouses in three buildings. Count. Colin Plant noted the project provides three-bedroom units, which the district is in desperate need of, less than a four-minute walk from the major transit route of Shelburne Street. Mayor Dean Murdoch said having 14 family-suitable townhomes close to public transit is exactly what the district wants. A staff report said the project aligns with land use policies in the official community plan and the Shelburne Valley Action Plan. Count. Karen Harper addressed those who have suggested there was not enough consultation on the project, saying the Shelburne Valley Action Plan took more than 7 years to create. And for those people who feel that we should be sending it back to look at it more, we have a conflict, which is that we talk about wanting to have more affordable housing, more housing more quickly, but the more we send things back, the more it costs, she said. The project, which fronts both Louise Place and Ophir Street, includes a $42,000 community amenity contribution from the developer that will go into Saanich's Affordable Housing Fund. Concerns were raised at Monday night's council meeting by some immediate neighbors that the development would change the nature of the quiet cul-de-sac, increase traffic and possibly increase crime. Others didn't like the design of the buildings. The development will include 24 parking spaces for the 14 residential units. Developer Sam Ganong of Formwell Home said they were excited at the prospect of moving forward after first bringing the application to Saanich in the spring of 2020. In a presentation to council, Ganong pointed to environmental features, saying it will use no natural gas, all concrete that is poured will use carbon capture technology, heat pumps will be installed for each home and 10 trees will be planted for every one that is removed to make way for the project. A Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at TimesColonist.com.